It is 7:02. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are out here at Girls Night Out at Frankie's in Fort Worth. Come on out. We're having a good time. A lot of girls here today because it's Girls Night Out. Mm-hmm. And on this round table, we have myself, Donovan Lewis from the Bob and Dan Radio Show. Hello, Mother. Mike Reiner from the Hardline. We have Corby Davidson. Corby Davidson, The Ticket.
Hello, Donovan.
Corby Davidson, The Ticket.
Corby!
Hey, Gordon.
Max Stabber.
And George Dunham from Morning Musers, along with Gordon. So we have a full round table.
And look, we got to get some hot chicks action going down here.
We only have one chick. We need more chicks.
What's up with that,
Where'd
ladies?
Your friend go? Where'd your friend go? Is she still here?
She had to go potty.
She's still here? All right, we need one more to sit out here with them.
Get the nose picker over here.
Let's get the...
Who's the nose picker?
You know who's in the house tonight? This is a celebrity, I think.
Thank you.
Game was it? It was during the World Series, right?
Or was it ALCS?
Was it ALCS? It may have been ALCS.
Was it World Series or ALCS?
Which one is she? Where is she?
ALCS.
Right, she's over there.
She's right over there. The girl, the hot girl during the tense moment they cut to her in the stands.
She's digging for gold?
And she reached up and started trying to finger her brain.
It wasn't that bad.
This one?
Oh, that's her right there.
That's Liz.
Hello, my lady.
My
How
God,
are you?
That poor girl.
Wonderful.
Now, what did you pull out of there? Did you pull something out?
You don't want to know.
No, I really didn't.
It was Ranger Red.
Yeah, let me see it.
Oh, my God.
All right, all her friends, they have a... They have it saved on their phones, the actual photo.
Oh, so they took a picture of the...
I'm telling you, that bug? That girl almost ruined women for me.
Oh, come on.
She almost ruined women for me.
Now, did you use your index finger or your pinky?
She looked like she was using her thumb.
Your thumb?
Yeah.
She was coming in from...
How big are your damn nostrils?
The inside to the out, like this.
How can you fit...
No, don't do that, Corby.
How can you fit your thumb in your nose?
It's legal. All right, what's your name, madam?
Lizzie.
And see, she's cute and everything,
cute.
But man, she was going at her nose like a gorilla. It was like a gorilla at the
same time. It's okay. Now, Lizzie, how quickly after you performed the stunt did you start receiving messages?
Like within the minute.
Now, Lizzie,
how many did you get?
Quite a few.
Lizzie.
One-liners.
Hey, Lizzie, did you roll it up and flick it?
Oh, come on.
Or did you wipe it on the bottom of your shoe?
She may not have found anything in there.
There was nothing there. She's just rubbing her nose. It was no big deal.
It itched, didn't it?
It was a clean sweep. It was a scratch.
No.
So Seinfeld. It's so incredibly Seinfeld.
I thought you told me that you had warned your significant other that you were about to do this, and you said you didn't know they cut the camera to you.
Correct the story, Lizzie. Show some courage.
No, that's what it was. All right, tell the story. You tell the story.
There was a kind old gentleman to my right.
Boyfriend?
He was like 80.
Husband?
Sugar daddy?
My husband to my left. Mm-hmm. But the kind gentleman to my right told me he just got a text from his son that said he saw him on TV. And I said, that's pretty good. I just picked my nose. I hope they caught that. I was being sarcastic. Well, I wasn't being sarcastic. It just happened.
And that's exactly what happened. So, see, you acknowledge verbally that is what you're doing.
It wasn't just scratching.
Right. It was a scratch. Digging for gold.
No. Would you rather camera picks you up picking your nose or like adjusting your boobs within your bra?
Give me the boobs.
What about picking your butt and smelling it?
Oh, hey!
No. Which one?
Oh,
jeez. I'm just asking which one is worse.
Well, you didn't have to.
Why not? Girls do that.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do, and they smell it to see if they need
What are you saying?
A shower.
Hey, we're still on the air.
That's how you know if
we
need to wash.
We have to maintain our
if
license
If you have to wash
here.
Your jeans or not, that's the test.
This is why you can't
kick your butt, you smell
it.
If you get something, you have to wash your jeans.
Donovan,
that's the test.
Donovan, these are white girls.
Oh, sorry. There's a cultural thing. My bad. That's how the sisters do it. Am I right, sisters?
Oh.
So, is this your husband over here?
Yes, he said yes.
Here.
There's one right
Was
there.
Was your husband, were you embarrassed? Was he embarrassed? You can answer for him.
Parading it around all night.
Well, I don't see how he could ever sleep with you again after seeing that.
It was a scratch.
What, do you do disgusting things in front of your husband?
Open door policy.
Dutch oven?
Yeah. Do they do the open door policy?
Nope.
Well, you go wee-wee.
No comment. She didn't say no. She said no comment.
Because I do that.
What's wrong with the open door policy?
I do, and we practice that.
Plenty is wrong with the open door policy.
Like what?
We have an open door.
There you go, open door.
Oh, my God.
You guys are so conservative up there.
We're right.
No, you're not.
I'm with you, Corby. Open
you
door policy.
Act like that stuff doesn't happen you to
gotta,
either one of you.
You know what? It encourages dialogue between the couples, between
it
lovers.
It does not.
No, it doesn't.
Have a seat in the tub while I take care of this business.
Oh, right. God. Right. Don't do that.
Have a seat.
Oh. He likes for me to tell him stories.
Oh my God!
So this wait.
What kind of stories? Like, hey honey, I was at the office today and I had to stand on the handicap rails and just did a high rise.
Stories. What kind of stories?
Once upon a time.
Wait a minute. Wait. What kind of stories?
It was weird. It was like dropping a shot put in there too. Just
What are you backing off for?
Standing on the handrails.
Okay. All right. Well, look, Lizzie, we appreciate your candor.
Oh, Lord. That hurts. Uh-oh, Norm is not happy about this conversation. This is a bad night for couples night for Norm.
Worst night ever.
I love you, Lizzie.
Yes, honey, let's have a date night.
Wow.
Norm's turning
his
resignation.
Oh, Lizzie, so sweet. She's a huge fan of everybody. So
I know. She's
nice to her.
She is. Nice. I know.
Don't reenact the story of her.
I still say it was a scratch. It was not any
sort of. Her handicap stolen
it. Was no sort of excavation.
She had one finger for each
excavation.
Nostril.
No.
Do you realize now how wrong you are about the open door policy?
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm with you,
Plenty
Snake.
Wrong with
nothing
it.
Nothing wrong with
you
it.
It's corroborated by a woman and Donovan, so therefore it makes it right.
A woman and a bruh.
Most are against the open door.
I don't know anyone who is, except for y'all three.
I'll tell you, if she was the last woman on Earth, if there were just three people on Earth, me, her, and a hobo, I'd sleep with the hobo.
He never picks his nose.
Oh, see, now we're having fun.
And he's like an Old West hobo, you know, like panning for gold and stuff, and the hat that's got like a shark bite taken out of it.
You're going to pull them pants down? Do your business?
When he runs, dust is flying off of him and stuff.
All right. 710 Sports Radio 13. I just spit.
Line change.
You see that?
Yeah, we got a line change.
Already? Yeah, we do have a line change.
Let's go with. We're having such fun.
Junior, Gordo, Norm.
Boy, Gordon was just on this.
I was filling in for George.
And Dan. That's next for Girls Night Out. Frankie's in Fort Worth, baby. Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. Yeah.
719 on the ticket. We're at Girls Night Out, Frankie's Sports Bar and Grill, Sundance Square in Fort Worth. 3rd and Lamar. What a great crowd. We're going to be here for another hour or so. The roundtables continue with me, Junior, joined by Gordo, Dan, and Norm for this particular roundtable. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Craig
Junior,
Miller.
For having us out here. We sure do appreciate it.
This has been a lot of fun. I noticed that Dan is wearing his lost shirt with the lost numbers.
Oh, he is.
4,
he
8, almost, 15, 16, 23. I think we all know what those mean.
He almost sucked me into his bit.
What do you mean? Break. What do you mean?
Junior said, so what's that shirt? Is it lottery numbers? And I said, no, it's actually. And I said, well, actually, I guess it is lottery numbers.
Yeah.
And then it all made sense to me.
Well, all right, who played the lottery on Lost?
Well, hold on.
Hold on.
Let's recreate the conversation we had, and I'll show you where it stopped.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, it was, what's that shirt?
Now, he's going to be exaggerating this for comedic effect.
Not at all.
So I don't ever do that on a ticket.
Right. So I said, I see those are the Lost numbers you're wearing.
You said, what are those numbers?
Is that what I said?
Yeah. Are they lottery numbers? And I said, actually, no. Well, wait, they are. They're the numbers from Lost, and they're the numbers Hugo played to win the lottery.
And I said, oh, that's right, that's right. And Sawyer...
that's where he stopped, because he wants me to finish.
Right.
Oh, yeah, because then Sawyer had the numbers. They were evil to him. And
exactly. And then we've just had a Lost conversation.
He's awesome at that.
You know what? You are doing
And he's never seen... A minute, or
no,
did you watch the finale?
I've
right
seen
here,
plenty.
Bam. Oh, there you go.
No, I've seen them all.
All right. See now,
for instance, what are you doing?
Thank you.
Oh,
what is Gordon doing?
Getting a beer.
For example, I saw when Gordon Sawyer got in the subway. I mean, submarine. Remember that episode?
You saw five minutes.
I saw the cabin
of one
getting on fire in the woods.
That, yes. And, you saw the cabin on fire in the woods, and you saw the submarine, and you tried to build an entire six-season knowledge of Lost off of those two things.
I know. Okay, quiz me.
But it was genius how he could have a conversation with somebody.
It wasn't genius.
Quiz me.
Okay. Name the two Oriental marrieds.
Okay, that's easy. Because I remember that Kate and Sawyer happened upon the two, and it was right after the plane crash, or so they thought. You know, no one was really sure. And so that's how they met them.
Who are they? Yeah. What's their names?
Saeed.
See?
And
it all falls apart.
Nah, he's very good at it, though. He had me in the middle of a conversation. Until I realized, wait, he just said "and Sawyer" and wants me to finish that sentence.
We ought to do that and see how well you could fake a Lost conversation with someone who doesn't know the gag. Like, you call up somebody.
What if you go on a radio show as a Lost expert?
Having seen...
Oh, my gosh.
And seriously, I think I've seen a grand total of probably 10 minutes.
I thought you were going to watch the finale and see if that made sense.
No.
All right.
God, that would have really been cheap.
Put me on a radio show as a Lost expert and see what happens.
That'd be funny.
It would be a good bit.
We ought to pimp you out as a Lost expert. Well, we're a PR agency representing the world's foremost Lost expert.
That'd be great. I bet I could string him along for 20 minutes.
He nailed the final episode 3 seasons before it happened. Well, you know, we all get those emails from PR people saying, talk to the person bitten by a shark in South Africa.
So somebody would bite.
Somebody would bite for sure. Lots of people. Small market radio station. See, you'd feel so bad for them because they'd be so polite. They'd be trying to make it work and trying to cover for you.
Yeah.
All right, I say we do.
Well, should you feel sorry for a radio station that's booking a Lost expert like now?
Okay.
4 years after it ended. Don't they deserve it?
Yes, you should feel sorry for them. It's people struggling for content.
Speaking of that.
Used to use that book every day.
Nice segue,
in the middle of this roundtable. As you guys may or may not have noticed, I have a mustache. It's now 2 weeks old.
So does he.
See,
that is a mustache.
I feel like I have a great mustache. It's
how old is it?
Probably a week and a half.
Seriously?
Yeah, I can't really grow a mustache very
okay.
well.
Okay. So are you
at
doing
least
this
a week old.
For Movember?
Of course. I support being against men's cancer.
Right.
Right. I am against that. Where if you don't have a mustache, then you apparently don't mind the fact that cancer claims far too many.
Norm, you're participating in Movember.
And has been all his life.
For 40 some years now, yes.
Yeah, you guys are just jumping on this late. So see, Norm and I have been supporting.
No, if you have a beard, it doesn't count.
Cancer.
Beards do not count.
All
beards
four
do
of us. Too. The, all four
the mustache
of us have,
is for prostate cancer. The beard is for ovarian. I've been very clear about that for years.
We all have hair on our upper lip.
Yep.
This is maybe a round table first.
Shouldn't Derek Holland be a guest?
No.
His is too cheesy. Ours, we're growing real men stashes. His is a little cheesy.
You grow a good mustache.
Thank you.
Thanks for saying
you probably can't see mine.
A mustache should be thick enough so that people can't just go walk past you and actually count the number of hairs in it.
Do you have a mustache comb?
Yes.
Nice.
In 40 years?
Do you bring it with you?
No, I don't have it with me.
All right.
Have you ever thought of shaving it off in 40 years?
No, my nose is too big.
Didn't we talk about this? Isn't that one thing you would not throw in a ticket bet?
I would not.
Like, you'll bet about anything, but not the mustache.
He ate a 5-day-old burrito, unrefrigerated.
Three. It was just three.
Three.
Come on, Gordon.
And it was beef.
That's ridiculous. It was five.
And but he won't shave his mustache.
Would you shave it down, like, just to a Hitler?
No.
You've been wanting to do that for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I thought I was going to have to do that. I was in the shower today, and I shave in the shower without a mirror.
Yeah.
You weren't
without a mirror.
And I wasn't thinking. And it got real close, and I pulled back at the last second, but I thought I took a chunk out of, you know, I thought I took like a quarter out of the mustache. And so I thought I was going to have to shave the other quarter off, which would have left me with a Hitler.
Dangerously close
or
to a Hitler.
Or a McKay.
And then,
a McKay.
Yeah.
Or a Jordan. He's going with the Hitler now.
Incredible.
And then it got me thinking, since McKay, Jordan, and Charlie Chaplin all had Hitlers,
They've diluted it enough to where you can get away with a Hitler now.
And it's been 70 years. Yeah. Is it now kind of acceptable again? Has it been long enough?
Shouldn't we debate the quality of the look? Do you like the look of the Hitler?
Norm, that offends me.
Pull that. And to answer it, I would say I don't think I like the look. What's it called? The toothbrush? Is that the technical name for it? The toothbrush?
Toothbrush mustache.
I don't think I like it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm actually debating shaving my whole face, going clean shavended again.
Are you?
Yeah.
If you do that or when you shave your mustache at the end of the month, will you at least take a quick photo on the phone of yourself in a Hitler? And then go ahead and finish it off?
Absolutely.
Just for an avatar.
Why would you want that picture of you out there?
You know. You never know. You never know if there's going to be a race riot and you see the skinheads winning, you might want to show them. Look.
Like someone can't Photoshop that of me in 2 seconds. I mean,
but it would look fake. But having the real photo of you, because they can tell if something's Photoshopped.
Don't you think you need
forensic
that, Gordon?
Experts, what? I need a shot of me and a Hitler?
Yeah, just
no.
Just
I can't
for your memories.
There's no application.
So when you're 60, you could say, I once did it.
No.
Bucket list.
No.
You had a Hitler.
It's like, okay, is stabbing a hobo on your bucket list?
Well,
then
that's taking a precious human life.
Have you been looking at my bucket list?
Stabbing a hobo is your...
What about using the term hobo? What is that?
What do you mean?
I thought that went out a bit ago.
No, you can still say hobo.
Hobo, really?
Yeah.
Hey, and
when's the last hobo you saw? Don't you have to have a knapsack or a
stick
with a little?
Yeah, it's a gunny sack, a bindle, I think they call it.
Hey, in college,
and how much can you fit in that little thing tied around a stick?
Well, a hobo doesn't have much.
Apparently, all your worldly possessions here, Dan.
Yeah,
and does a hobo?
But that's why they swipe shopping carts, in grocery stores,
right?
Carry more. How do you know they didn't purchase those shopping carts?
Like, would they ever call it Austin Street Center for the shelter for the hobo?
No.
It just seems hobo is quite dated.
But doesn't not all homeless are hobos.
But doesn't that bring up pictures
some
of guys
rhinos.
Who rode trains and stopped at houses that were marked that would give them food?
The hobo is
like
more
that.
Of a traveler.
Not all homeless are hobos, but are all hobos homeless?
Yeah,
I'd say
all hobos are homeless.
Yeah.
Yes,
interesting.
But they travel a lot. Hobos travel a lot.
That's their gig.
Speaking of traveling, any girls out there want to ride on the mustache?
Number two.
That just made number two on our top.
Misfire.
Oh.
So anyway,
which number did it really make?
Number one.
Yeah, there you go.
Or else Fernando would get mad.
So you were telling me to shave down?
I don't call mine a mustache. I call it the other thing.
You were telling me to shave down to a Hitler before I shave the whole thing off?
Yeah.
To do a funny shave?
By midnight, it'll look like I have donut glaze on my upper lip.
Junior, yours looks distinctive, though.
Do you like it?
You've got a little salt and pepper to the mustache and the hair.
Yep.
Looks very distinctive.
And you notice how I've let it go a little longer, which makes me look like I could be in a Colombian drug cartel?
Uh-huh.
It gives me a little edge. Okay, but the funny shave story I was going to tell you, Dan, you'll like this. In college, one of our roommates grew a full beard.
Can I listen to this too?
And then he shaved half of it off, and we went out to eat. And you should have seen the waitress kind of studying his face as he had a half a beard.
Doesn't know whether she can mention anything
right.
about it.
So funny shaves are great.
Did you take a picture on your cell phone?
We didn't have cell phones back then.
Oh, way to bring that up, Dan.
Yeah, on that downer of a note, let's switch out roundtable lineups.
Do hobos have cell phones now?
I've enjoyed this, by the way, guys.
Carried in the handkerchief on the end of the stick.
Did Lee Harvey Oswald ever grow a beard?
Just like the iPhone 3.
He was never fully homeless.
All right.
Yeah, the hobos, they just have the last generation iPhone.
They have iPhone 3.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
So we need to help them.
No covers, no case. It's ridiculous. I don't even know how they do it.
Next, it's Bob
Dial-up.
Gordo.
Limited texting plan.
Mike and Donovan as the roundtables continue from Girls Night Out.
Well, the bar's been raised pretty high.
In Fort Worth.
7:39. It is Girls Night Out.
Girl on girl.
Here on Sports
That's
Radio 1310, the ticket from Frankie's Sports Bar.
Girl on girl.
Sundance Square.
How much to get you guys to kiss?
in downtown Fort Worth.
Uh-oh. Apparently
way to go, Mike. Way to ruin the moment.
$0?
It's,
come on.
Mike, you
come on.
It's kind of Taylor in third is where we are.
Coaxed it a little bit there.
It's $2? Lamar in third.
Oh.
All right. $2.
Whose water is this?
I'm Bob.
Thank
Drink
you.
It. Here's Mike, Gordon, Corby.
I'm trying to get girls to kiss, man.
And Donovan.
We need something to give this thing a jolt.
Well, they're not going to do it. They don't like each other.
Well, how do we know they're not going to do it?
Because she just said there's a 0% chance.
No, she said $0.
This other one said she'd do it for $2.
Are there any two girls in here who will kiss?
How about the nose picker?
No, I don't want to see that. I want to see her fire hosed by cops outside.
God, like defleed?
What?
Hey, Gordon, how much would it cost for her to stick her finger in your mouth?
It's oh, gosh.
The same one she used to
that's a
the same one that she used
tickle
to
her brain.
Defile the Rangers on national television.
Right.
Would you let her thumb you?
No.
Now, Mike told me in the break he was hoping to get back to Cornholio talk from yesterday.
Yeah, Mike, I cannot believe.
Didn't have enough time to totally go over all his thoughts.
That you panned that episode so much.
I didn't tell you anything about that in the break.
It's so cold in the deep.
That was
so
the best thing about it.
In the deep.
That so was the best. Now, who are those girls? Do you know their name?
I have no idea.
Yeah, Donovan, who are they?
I don't know.
You're into
what
that stuff.
About?
They're in the Housewives of Detroit.
We have a social experiment going on with Mike. We're making him watch Beavis and Butthead, an episode of Beavis and Butthead, The Simpsons, South Park, and Family Guy. And he started last night with Beavis and Butthead.
You'd never seen any of them?
None of them.
I've never seen one episode of any of them.
The one, the first episode he ever, the only Beavis and Butthead he's ever seen is... Holy Cornholio.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He struck gold in the first one.
Right. Yes. No, that's true, but I can just understand what a jolt that was if you've never been subjected on any level to
it's
go right
so
to Cornholio. And so this video we saw that they were enjoying during the episode that Beavis and Butthead were commentating on, the new Beavis and Butthead, a little different. They're looking at Jersey Shore and... they're looking
16
at
and pregnant.
Teen mom who, boy, that was funny too. The teen mom
oh,
getting
God.
Implants as her. That was funny. Anyway, the one music video they actually went over in that episode appeared to be shot on a camcorder,
right,
by some up and coming artists in Detroit, and it had 3.8 million views when I went to it today.
Are you serious?
And I'm curious how many it had before Mike Judge got a hold of it.
Probably like 10,000. No
maybe,
one.
Maybe
it
not
is,
even
it
that.
Is so low rent.
It's horrible.
It's so cold in the deep.
And yet it's awesome.
Sounds great to me.
What is this? I think he saw her in The Lion King.
You know when,
what's orange. Funny is I didn't really have the life force. Even though I enjoyed it in its time, I wasn't overly eager to watch the new episodes. But I feel like if you guys would always do a segment with Mike, then that night or the next morning, I would want to watch that episode to kind of
right,
watch it through Mike's eyes.
I think the funniest thing Mike said in that segment is, why do they make those noises?
Yeah, they just walk around making weird noises.
I want to see girls kiss.
Whoa, wait a second. We were just talking about Beavis and Butthead.
Stay on point, Mike.
And seeing Beavis walk through the hospital all hopped up before he turns into Cornholio walking on.
Where are you going?
Where
are
you
going? See guys kiss.
You have to go potty?
It's like a junior Popeye, you know?
Are you going to feed him with your boo?
That was really gold.
Is this doing anything cool for you, Mike?
What?
Is this doing anything for you?
No. Nah, I thought it was stupid.
But that's what it's supposed to be stupid.
Of course it's stupid.
Okay, well, the whole premise. All right, fine. It was stupid, and I didn't like it.
What
How about
the,
that?
What's next on the Mike assignment list?
The Simpsons. I'm handpicking a Simpsons.
Okay. You'll think that's funny.
Well, I don't know. He thinks that's a downfall
like,
of our...
I don't like cartoons.
Well, yeah, I...
So old.
But, like, you don't think
except,
Looney Tunes? You don't think Bugs Bunny and all that was genius?
Except... for Woody Woodpecker. I'm very interested in the return
Why are you
of Woody Woodpecker.
In that?
How about when Bugs Bunny was doing his Japanese joke series back in the...
You had to like that.
You had
and
to
I bet your dad did,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I enjoyed... You know,
Warner old, Brothers was great.
Yes, it was. Looney Tunes is greatness.
Now, what cartoons...
I enjoyed old cartoons.
What cartoons did you watch as a young lad?
And Looney Tunes
licking
is still
the big eye pop.
Name it.
Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Yeah. Watched it.
That was good to you.
Was Bugs Bunny out?
Yep.
You're a young man and you love Bugs Bunny.
Watched it.
Popeye.
I love Popeye.
Wouldn't the Bozo Show cut away to cartoons periodically in between bits?
Sometimes. Bozo the Clown would intervene.
Right.
Now, would your dad admonish you for watching too many cartoons?
You're rotting your brain, kid.
Yeah, look at you. It's turning into mush. Look at your sister.
He didn't give one rat's ass about what I was doing.
Y'all watching the Spirit Box again?
They're going to take this family down.
So when it
all you do is sit around watching that Indian head test pattern.
All right, what girls are going to come up here and kiss?
Would you stop it with the girls kissing?
So when did cartoons just ruin it? Now you say you don't like cartoons.
Hey,
when did that
happen? Those two
he
girls
doesn't
to
like,
kiss.
He doesn't like the concept of adult cartoons.
Oh, that one's a guy.
That's a guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, sir. I want to get some meat on them bones.
God.
Sorry, sir.
What a jerk.
Keep listening to the ticket.
Don't call him a jerk. He can't help
no,
the way
you.
He looks.
You're the jerk.
Tell a friend.
Sorry.
Yeah, tell a friend.
Oh, he's huddled up with his woman, right? Doesn't want anybody to take her.
Well, somebody's it's so cold in man, the deep.
How to poop it. I'm supposed to
so,
be free.
All right, this is my prediction. You will think this. If you are you giving everything like an honest chance? Are you going into it? Like
he's got it slotted,
Gordon.
Confirm
your previous opinion.
I have it. I have all of them pretty well slotted. I'm all set not to like them.
Well,
but if I find a little thing here or there that I do like about them,
you'll share that.
Yes.
Now I think,
I'll acknowledge.
I think we need.
I won't come on here, and just, you know, completely blast everything stem to stern unless I really don't like it.
He thinks, and I think too that. Family Guy will probably be his favorite of the four, if there is a favorite.
Don't you think to totally follow the nuance of Beavis and Butthead, he should hang in there for a full season?
Now, you know what? I'm gonna kind of agree with you on Beavis and Butthead a little bit. I was against this when it first came out. It was aimed squarely at our generation.
Sure.
I mean, that's what we were supposed to. But it was. If you didn't
smoke
pot.
Yeah, but you're a bigger contrarian than I am.
So within
it has nothing to do with pot. Bob didn't smoke pot, and
no,
he loved it.
No, within no, the first it, 30 just, seconds of
hi,
the...
girls, would you guys like to kiss for us?
Hey, come on. Oh, let them get an appetizer in them first.
God. Yeah, let's buy them a drink or something.
She man. Said to Mike, she's like, that's okay, I'm fine.
Not at this
like,
time, you know.
Like
sir?
You're offering her a guy's guide or something.
Jeez.
Within the first...
They probably don't even know what the ticket is. Just some old guy saying this to him. This is like the Walmart greeter of Frankie.
Right.
Would you like a basket and a kiss?
Would you take your pants off now?
Here.
The boss pulls Mike aside.
Wipe
hi, gentlemen.
Kiss.
Would you like to kiss?
Come on.
You guys are like 70.
The boss pulls Mike aside and says, let's back off a little bit.
Yeah. Offer him a coupon book first. Before jeez. You do anything.
See if they want smoking or not smoking.
Yeah, we need to get Mike Reiner Walmart greeter up and running.
Would you two girls like to kiss?
Ah, yes.
So within 30 seconds of the episode starting last night, Beavis had the pants pulled down of a G.I. Joe trying to turn a screw into the doll's rear end. And I'm just thinking what Mike must have been thinking. They got the little doll in a vice and a screwdriver, and I'm just, oh, so happy.
Yeah.
That really made me happy.
So I get a text from him because we had an episode picked out, and he couldn't find it online. So he sends me a note, and he's like, I can't find it. I go, well, just find any episode, watch it, but let me know which episode it is so I can watch it too. So he's like, okay. So I get a text back 5 minutes later, and he's like, okay, I found one. Season 9, episode 4, and then in quotations, Holy Cornholio. I mean, I...
Perfect!
I did. I hit the floor laughing.
But the reason it's funny is because it's so...
Tell me why it's funny.
Because it is ridiculously because stupid.
You know what? You know what it almost strikes me as? It was like the... precursor to Idiocracy. It was the entertainment from Idiocracy just taken out and put in culture 20 years before. And I watched it too, and I remember thinking, I can't believe all these dumb people are just watching it and just like laughing at it with drool coming out of their mouth. So I mean, I think it's funny, like you know, ironically funny. It's stupid funny. It's stupid,
but
funny.
That's the point,
isn't
right?
That okay,
it's you're not funny. You're not supposed to sit there and think it's intellectual or anything
like
that.
Simpsons.
Dumb.
Simpsons is smart.
Simpsons is funny and smart.
Did you guys have Mike Judge on?
And it's dumb. That's the thing with The Simpsons. It hits all three. It's smart. It has completely dumb humor. And it's...
Shouldn't someone have been in charge of making fun of MTV programming long before Beavis and Butthead started doing it?
Yeah.
Like, the music videos of the 80s, no one was making fun of them, and we all were worse off for it.
When was Pop-Up Video? When did that come out?
That was early 90s, too, I bet.
Yeah.
But they weren't making fun of it. They were
giving you data.
They were just rolling video.
They were telling you where Def Leppard was born.
They make some fun of it sometimes.
No, wait, what about...
You know?
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of Pop-Up Video Date, or remember the dating show that had captions? That they
oh, my God.
That's really different from...
Yeah, that is.
All right.
Now, what show was that?
Well, hello.
I think it was like Pop-Up
Video. Hi there, would you like to kiss?
You want
to
be the skank?
Oh,
you want to eat the snake.
Oh, there he is.
Boy, that would be a
good
drop.
There he is.
Hello, young lady. What's your name?
Caitlin.
Caitlin, that's an interesting name.
Sure,
how old
like
are you?
4 Caitlins.
24.
That is. That's. Did you
24.
Have a lot of Caitlins in your class?
No.
Really? That's a very common name, it seems like, these days.
Maybe not when I was in school.
You going to get drunk tonight?
You married?
Kiss another girl.
No.
Now.
You want to make out with someone?
Not a girl.
All right, Mike. Oh. See, there
what
you go.
What about Mike? Will you make out with Mike?
Oh, Mike? Yeah! Go!
What's right, the, wait, what's the oldest guy you've kissed?
31.
Oh, you're going to double that, sweetheart. You're
about to set a record.
Yeah. Would you like to double that right now?
If you can double
best.
Down. Double
best.
Down.
Yes.
Come on.
Double down. Double down. Double down.
Look, Mike, she's your daughter's age.
No.
No, she's not. Oh, yes, she is. Yeah.
All right, I'll do it.
What's that?
Are you the famous snake?
Are you the same as Snake?
No, the famous snake.
Why are you?
I thought you said I'm the same as
Snake. Why are you not understanding
Caitlin.
Her, Gordon?
I am.
I don't know. I can't.
We'll share,
I don't speak
we'll
the 24-year-old's
okay?
language.
You have to.
Nice to meet you.
You
nice
want
to
be the skank?
Show me your period maker.
What?
Dude.
What was,
sorry.
Yeah, why did,
what was
what
that?
Well, how did you interpret? You want to be the
I don't
skank?
Know who.
What? No.
He has selective hearing. You want to be the skank? It has nothing to do with Snake.
It's so cold in the deep.
Watch one more, Mike.
It's so cold in the deep.
I can't stand it.
You need to season pass it.
I didn't like it enough to watch one more.
Bob thinks that Beavis is being... that you don't get a fair representation of Beavis when he's Cornholio. You need a full Beavis, episode of just Beavis.
Beavis has such a wider range.
How is,
I don't
how
want you
Beavis,
to typecast
How
him.
Is Beavis different from Butthead? I got plenty of
They're
Butthead.
Completely different.
Boy. That's such They're a profound. Different. I feel right. like we have a long conversation. How are they different? I mean,
make a deal with us, Mike. If we buy you the box set, will you watch all of them? Will
No.
Just to give it a fair shake.
No.
Oh, God.
I won't commit to that.
Come on, Walmart. Really, you just missed your chance right
then
there.
Blog. Mike,
hello, welcome to Frankie's.
Would you
like
be
to
willing,
put your tongue in her mouth?
Would you be willing to blog Gosh. A Seppenwall length review of each episode?
A thousand
Today.
Words
with all the plot tie-ins.
No.
Well, that's what I think. What do you all think of this episode?
What did everybody else think?
What putting the screw in the butt really means?
Right.
What does it really mean?
Okay, you didn't laugh at the screw in the butt.
No.
Okay.
Today, Beavis ate a bowl of nails.
I saw the humor in it, but I didn't think
okay,
it was funny.
Now, let me ask you a question. I want you guys to be honest. What is frog baseball? Why is that supposed to be funny?
You need to watch Frog Baseball and all the classics.
Butthead can't stop laughing because Beavis accidentally screwed his hand.
Screwed his hand.
And you think Woody Woodpecker is good, and you don't like that.
Well, I thought it was good back in the day.
What did Woody Woodpecker ever do?
It doesn't hold up.
What
all right, we
got to
go. We've already jumped in like four round tables ahead.
Oh, sorry
it's
about that.
It's so cold.
And we only had one more.
I think it was
all right, Girls Night Out's over.
I think we're done, Mike.
Coming up next, the last round table featuring George.
All right, we're finishing up here at Girls Night Out at Frankie's in Fort Worth, South Sundance Square, just past 8 o'clock here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Been a good one.
We had a very successful girls night out here. This is a great place.
You damn hell.
A lot of folks are watching the Broncos and Jets. 3-0 Broncos. You guys been watching that at all?
He's a winner.
The Tim Tebow show?
It's the most boring football game I've ever seen in my life.
It's not that bad. They were moving
Boy,
it
look
with
at that.
The option on
it's
their
like
first
Dale's,
drive.
Dale's being investigated for something up there on the top right.
That's a Syracuse assistant coach.
Oh, indeed.
Does look a little bit like Dale. Hey, what a treat. We have Gordo on the wireless mic.
This would be a great way to wrap
to
up, guys.
Go through Frankie's, say goodbye to everybody.
We are very excited to have me on this wireless mic.
So head on out with the wireless. This is Gordo at his best. Gordo talking to the P1s here at Girls Night Out on the wireless microphone. It's Giorgio, Dan McDowell, Corby, Junior Miller, and Gordon Keith. Stop doing the fake short out trick. So here he goes, Gordo, to talk to the P1s. Say hi to Gordo, everybody.
Hey, how you doing, dude?
Would you get out there?
Get out there.
Why is he all
Are you leaving?
Why is he so dressed up?
I am leaving. Goodbye.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Don't
aggressive.
They work for us? I mean,
is that a ticket check?
Well, we still have to be here. Yeah.
Why'd you dress up so nice?
I'm having fun here now.
It's a long and kind of depressing story.
Funeral?
Yes. Thanks for bringing that up.
He did not.
Thanks for bringing that up. Okay.
All right, here's Gordo with his new glasses out in the audience.
All I know is I'm alive.
Saying hi.
How you doing, sir?
Scoreboard.
Good. How are you?
All right. Appreciate you being out here. All right.
That is
we
horrible.
Are about out of time.
Just go out and say thank you to some people for coming out here. There was one guy.
I did. How you doing, ma'am?
Hi.
Whoa. How long have you been going out with that guy?
Since he paid
I don't
me
know.
Tonight?
6 or 7 years.
What?
Wow, that long.
Man.
How old's that guy?
How old are you, sir?
How old am I? 27.
27.
They're in love.
How old is she?
How old are you, ma'am?
24.
So, wait a second. Wait a second.
That's illegal. She was underage when they started dating.
Where did they meet?
Way to go, dude.
But that's okay. Her parents didn't know back then.
Yeah, they're... What's that?
They still don't know, so...
Ooh. They don't know that it was illegal?
They don't know about him.
What do you? Why are you
and
hiding?
You've been going out for 7 years?
Is it a whole...
I'm Indian.
I know you're Indian. You're like a really hot Indian girl.
So they only let you date Indian guys?
That's just a date, period.
Well, I wouldn't date
you're not
them
supposed
either.
To date on your...
Have you been promised to another man?
What?
Have you been promised to another man?
No.
A mate?
No.
Tell her to explain the ritual that that her parents expect her to go through. What's the deal with this guy? Why can't she...
Explain the ritual? I mean, your parents decide you're old enough, and then they find a nice doctor, I guess, for you to
They marry. Find someone?
So you're 26?
What is this, Russia?
I mean, in theory, but...
You're 24, and they haven't found someone yet?
They haven't found someone for it? I mean, no. I haven't given in, I guess.
And they don't know that you're dating this guy. Ask her that, Gordo. They don't know they're dating?
Look at how he's holding the mic.
What are you doing? Don't hold the mic like that.
Would your parents approve of you speaking into the microphone and holding it there?
Wait a minute. You know what? Can we call your parents right now? And
no.
Why not? Why are you embarrassed? Are they going to shun you?
I'm not embarrassed.
You need to tell them.
Are your parents doctors?
No. My mom's a nurse. And
what does your dad do?
Gay.
He works for a security company.
Is he rich? Is he good
no.
with is he good with numbers?
No, he's not.
Did you do well on geography tests as a child and or spelling bees?
What?
I gotta say, I have a thing for Indian women. This is like one of my deals. Did you have a thing for Indian women?
Yeah, I kind of do, yeah, little bit.
I know you do now because you're dating her, but I mean before.
Always? Sure, yeah, the ethnic girl. I'm attracted to that.
Now, I want you, ma'am, since you are Indian, to rank the races for me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, of men, because when I ask women, you know, like regular women,
no.
You know, the ones that are white, when I ask them to rank the races, they always rank Indian men the absolute lowest on that scale. And I've never understood that. So I want to know, what race are you most attracted to in a man?
I've only dated white guys, so I guess white.
And then it really falls off, but who would be second?
Second?
Black, Hispanic?
Mexican guys, I guess.
Gross.
Okay, we prefer Hispanic, but yes, okay.
What about other Indian guys?
No, specifically Mexican guys.
You watch,
Mexican, okay, Mexican guys. All right, first is white, second is Mexican. Where does the black fall?
Well, I guess I would tie them second with Mexican.
That's just a coin toss.
Pakistani.
All right, what about... So then after that, we got Asian, we have Eskimo, we have Jewish.
Eskimo?
I guess Asian guys and then Indian guys. But But I'm only speaking Indians for me in particular. Again? I'm not speaking for other.
She's saving herself.
So Indian guys are last on your list too.
I guess so. It makes me sound like I hate my own race. I don't. I just think Indian guys are lame.
See there? I'm telling you, isn't that fascinating, George?
It is fascinating.
Indian guys rank the lowest. And poor Meat has to hear us play Rank the Races the time.
Even from an Indian girl.
Mm-hmm. What is your name, by the way?
Ida.
Ida. Idaho?
Oh, God.
That's my nickname for my real name, which is really unpronounceable.
What can you pronounce it?
Idayasri.
What? What are you
Is that one of those Hindu names?
No, it's Sanskrit.
Is that American?
No, it means heart in Sanskrit.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's what it means.
What religion do you practice?
I was raised Christian, but I don't practice a religion, but I was raised Christian.
And you should practice. I mean, if Jesus went on a limb and actually accepted you into our religion, you got to worship.
Do you practice your religion?
God kicked me out quite some time.
Oh, no.
You're very attractive, and I can't believe you've been going out with him for 7 years. He looks like the lead singer of The Outfield.
He's a musician. He's in a band.
You're in a band?
What's the band?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Everyone's in a band. You're in a band, Gordo.
What's the name of your band?
Man Factory.
Man Factory?
How gay is that?
God, that is the gayest name of any band I've ever heard. Wow.
We're good friends with Laser, another gay band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're friends with Laser. Well, gosh, I got to tell you, I'm all over your woman if you ever step out of the scene. I'm into that. That little nose ring, and she's got that coffee-colored skin.
You're creeping around.
Man, yeah, I'd love to throw her through a brick wall.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
To show her I love her.
That's not love.
She's smiling at that for some reason.
It's the way I show love.
Does she listen?
That's from my culture. Do you listen to The Ticket?
Listen, I do listen every day.
Awesome.
Really?
At work.
Have you told a friend about The Ticket this month?
What?
Her friends don't speak English.
Oh, okay.
That's true. Yeah. They only speak Sanskrit.
Tell friends about The Ticket.
Can you say happy ticket in Sanskrit?
No.
Sanskrit, one of those languages that's just written only. You can't really pronounce it.
I mean, I don't think anyone speaks it anymore. So, I don't think anyone speaks it anymore.
What kind of Mexican do y'all talk in India?
What kind of Mexican do I what?
What language do you speak in India?
Malayalam.
What?
Really? I thought that was like when...
Did you move to America?
I'm not going to say. Anyway, thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you for coming out to Girls Night Out.
No problem.
All right.
Hey, okay.
See
That's
that?
A great way to end it here at Frankie's. Gordo ranking the races once again. All right, thanks to the good folks here at Frankie's. Thanks to all the P1s who came out to see us tonight.
It's
thanks
good
to all
be
the
white.
Girls who came out to Girls Night Out. Thanks to the killer. For engineers out here and Jay-Z back at the Ticket Studios. For everybody here at the Ticket, Giorgio, we'll talk to you first thing in the morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310, America's favorite radio station.